Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games where I just had a wasp in my house.
Oh my god, tell me about it. Did you get stung? Did anyone get stung? Is the wasp alive?
Nobody got stung. Yes, there's much to tell. I was about 5 minutes out from sitting down and doing this podcast, and I was getting the cats out of the game room so I could record, which is something that I do. It's very sad because they love me and they love to be with me, but they also love to play with toys with bells on them while I'm trying to record things, which is not conducive. If you listen closely in my next video, you will hear some bells. So that's an Easter egg for you. That's the cats, because I forgot to close them out of the room. But I go...
I like when worlds collide, when podcast things get into our videos. People sometimes... Uh-huh. There's a little thing, you know? The reason I had to skip recording yesterday is I accidentally scheduled to be on another podcast. And I said at the end, they said, do you want to shout out anything? I said, shout out Turks and Caicos. And one of the other hosts of the podcast was like... I know exactly what that's from. And I was like, dang, I thought I could get away with it. But, you know, the worlds are colliding here. So the bells yeah. for the cats, the videos.
You have to listen. You have to listen to and watch everything to understand the full cinematic universe.
Yes, we're sending messages that can only be understood if you simultaneously play all of our videos and podcasts at the same time. They will line up and create some kind of collage.
Oh, my
audio
goodness.
Collage. Anyway, I don't know what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I never do. I just let you talk.
That's how I feel. Well, listen, why don't you finish your wasp story yeah. and then we'll get into things.
I'm going to like double check where the cats are so I can close the door. And they're both going crazy in the kitchen. And then I hear buzzing. And they're both like very focused on the same thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah. shit.
Cats
and then I get
bugs.
A glimpse that they are playing with / chasing a wasp. I think it's a wasp. You know, sometimes I think something is a wasp and somebody's like, that's just a bee, dumbass. But I think it was a wasp.
People hate when you call bees wasps because bees are good and important and wasps are bad or whatever.
I totally understand that. But also my fear of bees and wasps has only been reinforced over the years because I do get stung a lot. It's like every time I'm afraid of being stung, I'm right. And I get stung. They hate me.
Well, what do you get stung by, though? Bees or wasps?
I think wasps.
See? So you shouldn't be afraid of bees. You say fear of bees and wasps,
yes,
but you really meant fear of bees.
But they look
wasps.
Very similar.
They look kind of similar. They look as similar as orangutans and chimpanzees, I
can't,
would say.
I can tell the difference with like a bumblebee, but there's many different types of bees.
Yeah, honeybees, though. They're fuzzy. Wasps aren't fuzzy.
Yeah, so I do...
Honeybees... are nice.
I do think this was wasp.
You know that, obviously.
Because there was no fuzz.
Yeah,
and it was very angry because it had been batted at by a couple of cats for several minutes.
Yeah.
And so I'm immediately screaming because I'm terrified that one of them is going to get stung. And I guess I don't know what happens to cats when they get stung by a wasp. I should ask Noah when he gets home. But I know
that's
that
a
like
good question.
Sometimes
like, if,
it can be very bad when animals get stung by things.
Can they be allergic? So things, they must be able to. They have histamines. They're mammals.
Why don't we Google
and
it?
I assume.
What
yeah. Can we just, anytime we have animal questions, can we just call Noah? He can answer them.
Well, that's kind of the role that he's
personal
taken on in
GPT.
Life. That's kind of what happens when you become a vet, is everybody starts calling you with animal questions.
True.
But he
At
is...
least the YouTubers, they don't know what questions to ask you. So it's like you don't end up getting inundated with questions.
If your cat is stung by a bee or wasp, they're most likely to suffer from a swollen paw or face. Well,
okay,
yes, I would
fine.
Assume.
Lesson learned.
I would assume that would happen. Some cats are allergic, and if this is the case, they will experience a severe reaction.
And be dead. All right, well, best not to take the risk.
I don't think either of them got stung. I guess I'll... Hopefully they won't die within the hour, and I'll go check on him after.
I feel like you would know if they got stung. They would have yelped or something like that.
Yeah, they were both acting normal and still chasing it, so I don't think... anyway, so it's very difficult, some of you may know, to get a cat to stop chasing something if they're having fun. And so I'm trying to, like, shoo them away from the wasp so that I can shut them in another room while simultaneously being afraid of the wasp myself. So, you know, it's hard for me to get in between the wasp and the cats when I really don't want to be near the wasp at all. But I managed to shoo them away mainly by screaming. And then I got them into the bedroom and I closed the bedroom door. And I texted Austin, I don't know when I'm going to do the pod. I got to find this wasp.
And it was, to your credit, 2 minutes. You were like, all right, I'm ready.
Yes, and you want to know what my strategy was? Because it was in the kitchen in the first place, and we have a sliding door in the kitchen. And so the cats are in the bedroom. So I open the sliding door in the kitchen, and imagine the wasp is buzzing around on the ceiling, very, like, angry and afraid, and I'm kind of playing Ring Around the Rosie around the kitchen table, yelling at it. So that was my strategy, is that the door is open, and I'm hoping I can yell at it, and it will leave my home.
Yeah.
And after about 30 seconds of this, it did leave.
There you go.
And I closed the door.
How nice is that?
I have no idea how it got in. I haven't really been leaving doors or windows open. But that was a very exciting little 3-minute adventure I had.
Yeah, wasps are they're pretty tricky. I remember once, you know,
I've been stung like 3 times. It's always the worst thing ever.
In my life, I've probably been stung 3 times. Recently, I got stung by a honeybee once, which is so sad because you rip its guts out and it just dies. And because it doesn't want to do it, because if it stings you, its guts are attached to the stinger, which kind of an oversight of design, I guess.
I know. What is the deal with that?
It's very strange. Yeah, like, I don't know, evolutionarily, there's got to be some reason. Do we know a bug person? We have an animal person. We need a bug person. But yeah, they're sneaky. They get in easily. You know what I don't like about it? Because you could kill them, and it's not that bad. But what we get down here, sometimes we get roaches. You know, you ever heard of roaches?
A cockroach? Yes.
Yeah, like those big old cockroaches. Those are annoying because, first of all, they're extremely resilient. I dropped a book on one, and it didn't die.
Yes, I had roaches really in my Philly apartment.
But they're so big. I don't know. I just don't like dealing with them. So
I had a roach in my bathroom in my Philly apartment once, and I put a Tupperware over it and just left it there for like 2 days because I didn't want to deal with it.
I bet it didn't even die, did it?
Honest to God, I don't remember what I did with it. I think I was traumatized. I blacked it out.
Yeah, they're really nice bugs, but they're just so fast. You know, like they can't
hurt
you though, unless. Yeah, roaches are nice. They're what are they called? Detritivores or something? They, like, eat stuff and clean things. So, like, if you see roaches, it means you got dirty stuff in your walls. Like, dead people or dead flesh and mold and stuff.
So
but they help process all of that stuff.
It was 100-year-old building.
You in Philly. What do we know about you in Philly? I don't know. We haven't... You don't talk about that part of your life, and
honestly,
I wonder why.
I was a little bit gross in Philly because... you know, it was college. I moved out for the first time. I didn't know how to take care of anything. And I was extremely stressed by the amount of work I had.
Yeah.
I was taking 6 classes and a lab every semester of, like, really difficult engineering and math and physics classes.
Is that more than you're supposed to take? I feel like the most I ever took was, like, 4.
Yes, most normal college students take like 3 or 4, but that was the curriculum I was doing was absurd.
That was determined by someone else, not by you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was basic. I did computer engineering, which is like software and hardware. So it's kind of like 70% of 2 different degrees. And I chose to do Japanese as a second major because
yikes.
I'm crazy. But that kept me sane, honestly. I always say, like, when I went to my Japanese classes, it felt like going to homeroom.
Oh, the Japanese.
And it felt like a break from my mind from, like, all the engineering stuff. But anyway, yeah. I was living alone, and I was doing homework 99% of the time. And so I did, you know, I had a couple stints of, like, leaving dishes in the sink for 2 weeks. Stuff like that.
Yeah, you were living that Asmongold life. You ever hear that guy?
I don't think quite,
you know,
to that
guy?
Extent.
You heard of that guy?
I have only, like, seen images of him and heard of things.
What is,
like,
going on,
like,
with
had
this?
He had cockroaches crawling in his hair or something.
Yeah. He had those South Philly walls, as you say.
Yeah,
know, those different kind of walls.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's interesting to me how afraid we are of things like wasps. Obviously, if you're allergic, it's one thing. But it hurts, but it doesn't hurt like that much. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's horrible, like, dude. I got stung in my hair one time. It was in my hair and it stung my scalp. And it just, like, it's like pulsating pain for like hours, dude.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, hour. Like, by the end of the day, you're fine. Like, there's a little soreness maybe the next day.
Yeah, but I'd rather, like, get a cut or a bruise or something that just hurts for, like, a few minutes, you know?
Yeah, you obviously you'd rather get less hurt. Like, it does hurt. But I'm saying, like, relative to the fear that we have of it, it's funny how afraid we are of it. Like, it's so, we're so afraid that, like, we don't even, we, like, run screaming from it. Well, I don't know, I just find that, because I do, too.
Right, when I see definitely a wasp. Do.
I'm like, oh, yeah, and you run away, but I'm like, what? Yeah, what the heck? Yeah, you know, it hurts. But it's not, I don't know. It's not, it's just interesting that it's not actually dangerous, but we are so afraid of it. But I guess if we didn't have that exaggerated response to pain, we probably would have died out as a species. So I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. And people will tell you, like, oh, they can tell you're afraid and they'll chase you. And so you just have to act not afraid. But I don't know, dude. Mm. Nothing I've ever tried has worked. They seek me out. They find me. They sting me. And it's always awful.
I wonder what kind of wasps you have up there. Because there's, like, worse ones. Like,
yeah,
more
I don't
evil
know.
Ones that are more territorial.
And I could still be profiling this one that was just in my house. Like, it could have not really been bad, but...
It's crazy to me how much cats aren't scared of bugs. I feel like most humans,
no, like
not
spiders,
all,
everything, they'll chase them
They
down.
Don't care at all. Yeah. I've seen, like, when I had cats, they would just go up to, you know, those big old house centipedes with all the legs?
Yes, those in Philly, too.
They would just straight up munch them, just right up down the gullet, no thought that it wasn't something. Ugh. Like, I don't understand how they did not develop fear, but it might
those
just be
can't
a,
taste good.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I assume that most super innate things
they
were
would
things
eat
that we
a whole house centipede like in one bite.
Whole thing, one bite, just all at once. This the retention on this podcast is going to be horrible. but yeah, they would. They would just do that. And I just always assume that if there's something that's really intrinsic in me, that it must be that we've carried it with us from when we were like mammals, like mouses and things. But apparently not that, you know? But elephants are afraid of mice or something. So yeah, I don't know. Things are crazy.
I mean, I think a tiny critter is scary in some ways because it's like you don't really know where it is, you know? It can disappear quickly and then and surprise you. I think that's what's bad about, like, I think that's why things are so scared of tiny little... Or, like, why, you know, cats are afraid of snakes. At least they have that much common sense.
Are they afraid of snakes?
So,
you've seen that?
I don't know. I guess I've heard that. That could be misinformation. Okay. But, you know, it's like quick and sneaky.
Yeah, it's just funny, I guess, to emphasize that point. If you were like, all right, we're having a haunted house, walk in this room, and there was a wasp... I would have more of a fear reaction than if you're like walking this room and there was a bear, you know, which is just a funny.
I can't agree with that one because I did just do some reading recently about. Well, it was because you mentioned some guy that got mauled by bears and then
yes,
I looked him
Timothy
up.
Timothy Treadwell. Timothy Treadwell.
I looked it up after that pod and was horrified.
What'd you learn?
Just that it's horrible. He got fucking eaten alive by bears.
But that's not the whole story, though. There's some beauty in that story as well. Some humanity.
So, rip to that guy.
Rip to that guy.
I just think it's funny, like...
Tread and his girlfriend, which rip to her, really.
Oh, my
honestly,
God, yeah, that's
thing.
Sad, too.
That's the worst part, but, you know.
Yeah.
These things happen.
But that's just one of these things that... I swear, I don't know if I'm just, like, self-centered and I'm not really listening to you. Or, like, you just, like... say a lot of things quietly under your breath that I completely miss until I'm editing or until people are commenting about it. Mm-hmm. I think I only even noticed that you said something about Timothy Treadwell because people were commenting about it and I was like, I did not even hear that.
I said something really,
like,
rude.
You're making all these references that are just completely going over my head sometimes.
Well, it would make sense that they wouldn't if it's, you'll just think that you like misheard me or I mumbled something that didn't really matter. Because if you don't know the reference, it's not like it's going to out to you in the way that we process language, you know? So, but then it makes sense that the people who do know about Timothy Treadwell would be like, oh, I know that. And then, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So
I just think that's a funny thing that keeps happening.
Yeah, maybe I got to talk better, but I don't know. It's just who we are.
No, you know? I love it.
This is how life goes.
Listen, this podcast is for just coming on here and bullshitting whatever comes to our minds.
Did you happen to see that comment that went up? I check them, you know, before the show. Mm-hmm. And just to see what the most recent ones were. And there was a comment recently that was like, I don't really get this podcast. Podcasts are supposed to have like a point or a topic. And this is just two hot people sitting here being hot. And I just don't understand.
Somebody said that? I didn't see
that. What's the point? Yeah, they were like, it's just too extremely attractive. They were like blazing us for being really hot, but like saying that they hated the show. You could pull it up. It was like pretty recent. Because I think this most recent episode got some non-subscriber attention, you know, like some random folks.
Yeah, because people could see your face. We do get a lot of comments that are like, you know, this kept showing up in my recommended, but I kept ignoring it because I was like, what the fuck are these random video game screenshots?
Right, yeah. That's part of it, but there were a couple comments that didn't seem like they knew who either of us were. And this was one of them. And it was really funny because it made me feel pretty good because they were like, just two people talking about absolutely nothing looking really hot. They're just so hot and extremely attractive.
Right, but you keep emphasizing that point.
But that's, he was emphasizing that point. You got to read it.
I do
want to
say, I think we looked a little bit too cool in that episode because we both had the sunglasses on. Yeah. And I'm like, I think I was giving an impression that I'm cooler than I am because of like the way we were just casually sitting on this wall with sunglasses on. I think that's not the real me. I think that was fake.
No, I was, it also, it brought into view for me just how not cool apparently I normally look in all my videos. I was like, oh yeah, I do. I look like a huge dork, which is obviously good. But I just thought I'd look like me all the time. Yeah. But, you know, apparently.
And because I wear sunglasses for the practical reasons. I wasn't trying to look cool. We were sitting by the water and it was extremely bright. And I'm like sensitive to light like that sometimes. It gives me headaches.
Yeah,
so.
All of life is way too bright. I wear sunglasses to the gym most of the time because, like, it's just the drive and it's bright. Yeah. And ugh.
Yeah. Like, driving, I have to have sunglasses on if it's like midday. And I swear the sun was not this bright when I was a kid. Were my eyes different?
Or Yeah. The sun has gotten brighter. We got to bring back those trans lenses or trans. What are they called? Transition lenses. That's what I want.
Oh, that like
we can update
change.
Them. Yeah, they would like get dark and then get bright.
Isn't that kind of crazy technology?
I mean, they invented it like 30 years ago, so I guess it couldn't have been that weird, but I thought it was pretty sick.
It seems crazy. I mean, it must just be some kind of chemical reaction, but
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I wonder what is going on there.
Possible. You know what else is crazy to me?
Getting yelled at in high school for wearing them. Yeah, what?
That I actually probably could look up and attempt to understand because I've taken like semiconductor classes and stuff. But the windows that go opaque electronically.
Right. When you run electricity through them, yeah. That stuff is pretty crazy because there's even now like windows that can display information on them, but be translucent otherwise. Like I've seen those where it will be like it'll have the time or the weather. And I think it's mostly at like CES and stuff. I don't know if there's like a consumer version, but
yeah.
Yeah, we're getting pretty. It's like you see those big bathrooms that it's like a box of glass, but then they like, we promise when you go in here, it'll go opaque. But it goes based on the sensor of when you pull your pants down. So just go in there and yank your pants down and then it'll go opaque.
I've seen bathrooms like
that.
There's some in some park in Japan that I've seen video of where it goes opaque when you close the door.
But it's in public, like in a park? How is Japan
have
these and mandatory shutter sounds on their cameras? I feel like that piece of legislation for the shutter sounds sort of banned these glass.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know that I would trust it because also I've heard that that kind of glass is opaque when it's on, which means that if it loses power, somebody's going to see you shitting in the park.
Yeah. Or worse.
If there's an outage. Or worse, yeah. And it's also like, it's only opaque. It's not like, or it's only like It's not completely opaque, right? Like, you can still see the vague shape. And I'm like, I don't even want anyone to see the vague shape of me shitting.
Yeah. Well, yes, definitely not, actually. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't trust him. I would never do it.
Yeah, that's scary. Anyway, what were we talking about? I just wanted to make a public apology for looking too cool on that podcast. I think that was a misrepresentation.
Yeah, I wonder... it's interesting because it's going to end up being... It's definitely the most viewed podcast, like, day by day of any of them.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think that if we wanted to, we could have a really giant, like, a podcast, like a real podcast. Like, a lot of people listen to.
What do you mean?
And I don't... You know, like, imagine if... We put like our faces in the thumbnail and get a studio and the this and the that. If we can just sit on a wall and get, you know, 20,000 views on a pod, that's getting into like real podcast territory if we're not careful.
Yeah, we'll see. But once we get a real podcast, the true YouTuber decline pipeline starts. So like, do we really want that?
We're going to fight. We will eventually dissolve.
We're going to fight.
I wonder what about.
That's going to be a problem. We're going to get into beef with other people. Mostly, I think we're just going to become very self-centered and lose all context of reality. Because I think...
Like Bam Margera.
You know, sometimes I'm like, should I have a podcast? Because maybe there's some kind of sickness that happens when you have a platform to just talk about nothing to the world for so long.
It is. I think that's part of what is good about doing it in video games as the world's first podcast in video games, because it keeps your ego out of it a little bit. Like, we really are just sitting here talking at this point.
Yeah.
Whereas I think if we had like a table and a studio, not that we ever would because we're never going to live near each other probably, but I think that's where it gets too crazy because then you end up getting a sponsor. Speaking of sponsorships, you ever heard of this? This isn't a sponsorship. I want to get a sponsorship for the podcast, is what I'm saying. You ever hear this stuff, Huel? You ever hear that stuff?
Is that a drink?
Yeah, it's like a, you know, like Soylent?
Yeah, it's like Soylent.
It's like Soylent, but better. Oh, this stuff's amazing. I would not have survived my road trip without Huel. I saw it in a grocery store.
You absolutely seem like a Soylent person based on other things you've said about
100%
not wanting to cook.
20 minutes of movies, don't want to cook. Let me sell you some Factor and eat some Huel.
You're speedrunning life.
I'm speedrunning. Well, if I wanted to speedrun life, I would just...
Don't go there.
I'm just going to... We can move on. Anyway, yeah, we shouldn't get a real podcast, but if we do, we should get sponsorships, and one of them should be, I want Celsius and Huel. That's my whole life, is just trading off between cans of Celsius and Huel.
Extremely gamer of you.
Pizza rolls? What are you talking about, me, gamer? Pizza rolls and whatever the heck you're eating?
Egg and cheese sandwiches. I'm feeling lazy today.
You have evolved.
The Wasp event kind of woke me up. I was about to come on this podcast and say, I'm so tired, I have nothing to talk about, but I think now I'm energized after that experience. But
I have a question for you regarding your energy.
I outsourced my egg and cheese today because I was
really
feeling lazy. I went and bought one.
To who?
At a cafe.
From who? What cafe?
I'm not going to say the exact cafe. But they do this, they put some kind of weird sauce on it. It's one of the few examples where a restaurant says they have a special sauce and it actually is a sauce I've never tasted before.
Oh, wow.
Because usually the special sauce is mayo and ketchup.
Yes, which is a very good mixture.
It is good, but it's just not special.
Yeah. No. It's just different ratios for each restaurant.
Or they'll be like
60-40.
They'll be like, ours is special because we put horseradish in it or something.
Yeah, right. It's ketchup and mayo and then... whatever they had near. They
whatever was around, yeah.
Yeah, whatever they had around. Whatever was left over from last week or on sale. As you go through your day, you know, you live your life.
I do.
We're getting older. I mean, you got to be more mindful.
Speak for yourself.
I'm getting older. I'm getting up there. I got a little gray in the beard. You can see it.
And, oh my God, I have like 20 gray hairs, actually.
They're here. This is what it is. You just yank them out and throw them away and just don't tell anyone about
them. They're all in my bangs.
That's really cool, actually. I feel that's the thing.
I do pull them all out, though.
I've thought about, I want to dye my beard. You ever see that picture of George Clooney?
I like how you were going to ask me something else about how I go through my day.
Well, you distracted me.
And now
me
we're
about
on
your
dyeing your
hair.
Beard. What color are you
right,
dyeing
back
your
up.
Beard?
Forget it. Black. Jet black. Anyway. What things do you have to be mindful of as a person? Because I'm currently trying to kick my caffeine habit. And what's interesting is in doing that, I end up with more energy when I drink less caffeine, which is super fascinating. There's like obviously a learning curve in some way. But yeah. Like, are there things that you have to be like, I shouldn't eat this, or I have to follow this, or I need to sleep at this time? Like, what things are you learning to kind of regulate your life and maintain your energy? Or do you not even really think about it? Do you just kind of like brute force?
No, I definitely think about it. And I'm getting better at it, actually. This is something I was just thinking, is that I'm getting better at just like putting down my phone when I'm like, I should not be looking at TikTok for hours.
True. The phone is wildly exhausting. Like, you don't even notice it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a social media defender because I enjoy it and I laugh a lot at it.
Okay. You're like with social media how I am with alcohol. I'm like, it's actually pretty fun. And you're like, well, social media is pretty good.
I don't think it's all bad, but I do I just find myself sometimes at the end of the day being like, I kind of wish I'd spent more time studying Japanese or like reading something or like just
totally.
Doing something
yeah.
else.
Moderation, you know?
And so I'm getting better at just kind of overriding my animal impulses, I guess, and just like doing what I need to do.
That's a very good skill.
I mean, I definitely go to sleep at regular times. That's kind of been
what
the case for a
up?
While because I have insomnia and I have to. Or I'm like completely miserable.
Do you get up at like what? I bet, let me guess. You wake up at 8. You're an 8 o'clock head.
I do.
I knew it. What do you think? When do you think
when
I wake up?
When do you wake up?
Guess.
I think
later.
What kind
of person do you think I am?
9:30 okay, or 10.
7:01 on the dot every day.
Really?
I tried so many times waking up. As soon as I went to 7:01, it's like my body loves it.
Well, that's cool. So, I don't know.
Either 7:01 or if I
swear I
could,
thought you told
I would
me recently
like
that
a,
you get up later. I don't know where that came from.
Maybe. I mean, this. Yeah, I could. I probably lied. Huh? yeah, if I could, I would be like a go to bed at 4 a.m., wake up at 2 p.m. kind of guy. But it's just life doesn't work that way. It's like too difficult to
yeah,
do other
I like getting
then.
Up in the morning.
Yeah, it's nice.
Makes me feel like a real person.
You know, drink some tea.
And as long as you're consistent, it's easy. It's natural.
That is what it is. Yeah. What's the first thing you do every day in the morning? Like when you get up out of bed, what do you do?
I go put my contacts in and I okay. immediately go and drive to get coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
How far away is it? Surely you could add in a little walk there in the morning, right? A nice little walk.
Where I get coffee is like 5-minute drive, 15-20 minute walk. So.
You never, I guess you like fancy coffee kind of.
Yeah.
So I guess I was going to say you never just have it at home, but then it's like to make it as good
no,
at home.
No, I would
it
never
like
make
kind
coffee
of
at home.
Yeah.
I get blended drinks.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you have, that's like a whole
that's,
situation.
Yeah, that's too much effort. But yeah, I immediately go get coffee and then I come home and like start getting ready and feed the cats and scoop the poop. And
it's not, I like the idea
dishes.
Of leaving the house first thing. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Leave,
it helps
for a walk.
Wake me up.
Is it a drive-through? Drive-through coffee?
Drive-through, yes.
Do you still use a fake name?
No, actually. Since
really?
Since we moved, I started saying my real name because
wow.
I, as far as I know, I'm going to live in this city for the rest of my life and I don't want to be spreading lies.
Okay.
But for anybody that doesn't know,
gross.
I used to give fake, like, more normal names at restaurants and stuff because nobody knows what I'm saying. If I say Mem or Memoria, they think it's something else
yeah.
and they ask me to clarify every time, and so I just think of a name that is like everybody knows, that's easy.
Yeah. I can't remember what you said it was, but it made me laugh back in the day. You were like, this is what I tell people, so we're going to go to this place, and if they use this name, just don't be freaked out.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
incredible.
Well, I just used to say Rachel, which is my mom's name.
Rachel, that's what it was, yeah.
Because it's very easily understandable in a drive-through speaker.
I honestly think that is... People forget... Like, you... can nobody there's no problem lying to those people. The people themselves don't even care. They just need that you could tell them a word. They just need some way of finding you. They really don't care.
Yeah, but if you're friendly enough with them and you get to know them a little bit, then it's weird. Because then it's like, I've been lying to you about my name this whole time.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. We used to have people come into my old job and that would tell us like words or like phrases. Like one person would always say this guy, he'd be like Wonder Woman, and then he would laugh and he'd be like, God. But like you have to do it because you got to be able to find these
people.
He would
say Wonder Woman?
He'd say, yeah, can we get a name for the order? And he'd say Wonder Woman. Wow, very good. nice job, nice job. That was kind of what he would do after he would say it.
Yeah. There was somebody one time when I worked at Starbucks, this guy, you know, white guy, of course, comes up and says his name is Trump when I ask him what his name is for his coffee.
Based.
He said Trump, and then he looked me so closely in the eyes, like expecting me to react to that, and I just wrote it on the cup and moved on with my life.
Right, because that's what I'm saying is like when you're at work, you really don't like, you don't care. Just tell me any. I just need the thing to put on the cup.
Give a shit.
You don't care at all.
It's crazy that you think you're gonna like get a reaction from me. I know he was thinking when he went up there, he was like, "These fucking SJW Starbucks workers. I'm gonna piss them off. I'm gonna say Trump," as if I give a shit.
Yeah, yeah. There's very few things that if someone said it, like if someone went up and was like N word, I'd be like, "Okay, you can leave." There's not that many things that I would like actually care.
Anyway,
people really don't. Everyone should work in a restaurant because people really don't understand that dynamic at all, like from the customer side. And it teaches you so much more about like what you think everything. And I'm not even talking about like people are so entitled. That's not even what I'm getting at. I just mean like when you walk into a restaurant, you think the restaurant workers are worried about completely different things than they're actually worried about, you know, like. The people always try to like stack their plates or bust their own dishes, and they're doing it in ways that they're we learn so much about so many things by working in a restaurant.
Yeah, it's useful.
So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I'm
especially
definitely
if you need friends.
Yeah, I'm definitely in the camp of like everybody should experience some kind of service job at least once.
Yeah, 100%.
Just because it's useful to know how things work back there, you know?
Exactly.
Like at a fast food place or whatever, like I have experience and I know like how the process works and I know how things get messed up. So I'm like less, you know, pissed off when that happens.
It makes everything better.
And except, not even like, I said at Taco Bell when they mess up my order, actually 100% of the time that I go, I'm a little bit PO'd about that. But
well, maybe you got to go work at a Taco Bell. See, there's got to be something
but
going on back there,
I made plenty of extremely stupid mistakes when I worked at Sonic. Oh my God.
Yeah. It happens.
I still and look back and cringe at some things that I did at that job.
Yeah, it's not even about like empathy necessarily so much as it is what you said, which is just like understanding how things work. Because the food service, I'm sure as you remember working in food service, the workers are not necessarily that empathetic to the customers at all. And vice versa. It goes both ways. And understanding that relationship, you just know more about the world.
Yeah.
You know, everything just, it makes more sense.
They're also, at any kind of fast food place or like chain, everybody working there is new all the time.
Yeah, the turnover is crazy.
Like,
and
you
just
have
feel
to,
it. There's a
you just have to assume that. Like, once you work there, you realize, oh, the reason stuff gets messed up is because half of the crew are teenagers and absolutely everybody has been working here like a couple months, maybe.
Yep. There's no institutional knowledge whatsoever except from the
manager. No, nobody knows anything. So every time
you're like...
Who's
been there a year, maybe.
Yeah, if somebody's messing up your stuff and you're getting all like righteous about... If this is their job, they should know. No, they don't know.
Right, I've been coming here for 3 years.
They don't
this
know.
Has been it's 10 different restaurants in that three
exactly,
years. It's not
exactly.
The same. Not the same thing going on at all. Yeah. So, also, it's working in restaurants helped me understand, helped me blame that most problems are management problems. You used to think it's not, I never used to think it, but people think it's a worker problem. And 9 times out of 10, there are cases, but 9 times out of 10, it comes back to management in some way.
What have you been doing since I saw you? Are you back to working on videos now?
Yeah, I'm working on videos like a lunatic. It's really, when you take a lot of time off, man, it's, I'm just sitting here writing all the time. Yeah, working on videos. Here's what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of accounting stuff
Ew.
And like working on employees and hiring and budgeting and taxes. And that is, I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but it's like next level.
It really is.
Oh, I can't even get into it because it'll make me sound like I'm a complainer. But holy smokes.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work, a lot of stuff you got to do. And I have help. I'm hiring someone to help me, and it's still a ton of work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it'll all get done.
Suffering from success.
Suffering from success. Extreme. So true.
Anyway, basically, since the last episode, I was, like, all nervous that I wouldn't have anything to talk about today because I'm very much in editing mode. I like YouTube for me because I get to alternate between being, like, funny and interesting on camera and then going into essentially a little cave for like weeks at a time editing and writing stuff. So I have been in the cave from Monday. Today is Friday. So Monday to today I've been editing, and I don't know what's happening. It's taking me so long, and I'm excited about it, and it's good, and I'm officially like today pretty much done with like all of the meat of the video. I still need an intro and an outro, which I'm going to film either this weekend or Monday, and then I'll be doing finishing touches. But
well, I think what happened, I don't know how much are you saying or not saying about the, are you saying how long the video is or short, or can I,
it's going to be about 2 hours, I think.
Yeah, so that probably explains most of the time.
Right.
Because then even just watching it one time to see if it's good takes 2 hours. So that probably, that probably accounts for most of it.
But it's just, it just takes me a while. I really enjoy editing. But I think, I might have said this before, it comes out to like an hour of work per minute of finished video for me.
Yeah, that's pretty close to what I tend to average. Sometimes more, honestly.
Really?
Depending
I thought
on
you
how
edited faster than me, because I feel like I spend more time editing than you, but
I am a speedy fucking editor, but it's still about an hour. It really depends, like, especially your heavy, intensive, like, if I'm doing motion graphic stuff, which sometimes, like, in the intros, the first, like, 2 minutes of a video, and there's a lot more going on, that can be, like, multiple hours per minute, but then as the video goes on, it averages out to, like, an hour per minute, roughly. Yeah. A little more, a little less, just depends on what's going on. I think usually most of my videos I edit in, it's probably 50 hours of editing for like a 15 to 20 minute video in total.
Anyway, so that's where I've been.
In the cave.
In the cave.
With a box of scraps.
I wanted to go through a few comments that I looked at before we started.
There's some good ones.
I wanted to bring up, maybe we can go down this little rabbit hole together right now. I wanted to bring up the Indiana Dunes again because somebody commented that they know the exact dune I'm talking about that I would climb up every time. Also,
the
minor correction that I put. If you watched the video version of the last episode, I put this on the screen. But I said in the episode that the Indiana Dunes was not a national park, and it actually is.
Oh, yeah, but it is, yeah.
Which is
surprising,
really shocking to me. As somebody that's been there and been to national parks, I'm like, okay, I'm rethinking maybe what the bar is for a national park, because that's a little
bit crazy. You should call the guy from Starbucks and tell him he can revoke the permit from that one.
What guy from Starbucks?
Trump. Oh, come on. He can do some drilling in the Indiana Dunes.
That was a stretch. There was a little bit too many logical steps to that joke.
All right. I thought I was being smart, but it turns out I was being dumb.
So Indiana Dunes is a national park, and that big dune that I was talking about climbing all the time is apparently called Mount Baldy, which is funny.
Oh. How tall do you think it is?
We'll look up exactly how tall it is. I'm going to put a picture of Mount Baldy on the screen. If you just Google Mount Baldy and you look at a picture of it from above, first you see why it's called Mount Baldy, because it's kind of surrounded by trees.
So it looks like a big bald head.
It is a sand dune, so obviously it looks a bit bald. It's also extremely unimpressive in height. When you look at a picture from above, it's like, it does not look tall at all. It looks quite sad, actually, quite pathetic for a sand dune. But what I really want to get into here is that I was reading about Mount Baldy on Wikipedia. and I see that it's actually closed now because it was eroding too much from people climbing it. So they don't let you climb it anymore unless you're on a guided tour.
You destroyed Mount Baldy?
It's been closed since like 2013. And I was climbing this, you know, in like the 2000s as a small child. But...
So you contributed?
Yes, I definitely contributed. Because that's like the one thing that people would do at the Indiana Dunes is climb this dune. Like that was the attraction. You climb to the top and kind of look at the lake.
Okay. I mean, is it pretty?
Ish. Like I said, it's interesting because it's not... it's kind of sand mixed with dirt. And there's like... a few bushes and trees on it, so it's not really this kind of otherworldly dune experience you were talking about having at the national park you went to, where it's like just like smooth, clear sand for
right
as far as you can see or whatever, which is a much cooler experience. It just is kind of a big pile of dirt and sand. And I think the cool thing about it is when you're a kid, you just like speed all the way up it because you have infinite energy and your parents are like panting behind you. And it's just fun to, like, stand on top of a hill.
Yeah, that's always
anyway, what
be...
I really want to get into here, okay, is that when it closed in 2013, it was because of an event. You want to hear about the event?
Sure. Do you don't want me to guess? Was it a concert?
Actually, yeah. Guess.
Okay, great. Was it a local Indiana musician? This is 2013... was it
no,
an Imagine
an,
Dragons
a,
concert?
No, not an event, like a planned event.
Oh, like a situation happened.
A happening. Something
okay,
happened.
An Imagine Dragons music video filmed on Mount Baldy and destroyed it.
I'm about to read some of an article called New Insights Behind the Sand Dune That Swallowed a Boy.
Oh, no. Ed Sheeran? He's been gone.
On a perfect summer day in 2013, 6-year-old Nathan Wozner raced after his father across the shifting sands of Mount Baldy, nestled on Lake Michigan's southern shore. But in an instant, fun turned to terror when Nathan disappeared into a gaping void in the sand, 12 inches
Jesus.
Wide and 11 feet deep.
Holy Christ. 12 inches wide and 11 feet deep. That's... this is a really scary podcast we're having. We're talking about a lot of scary stuff.
Yeah, so it's like exactly as like wide enough for...
It was like a boy-size...
It's a boy-size
sinkhole.
Hole. It's like that, oh gosh, I don't know the artist, but that manga that everyone references where like, this is
oh,
my
yeah,
hole. It's like
Junji,
perfectly shaped hole for a person to go into.
And then it stretches them out into spaghetti.
Anyway, so I just found this out, you know, 20 minutes before we were about to pod, so I don't know everything about it, but it appears that this is a, like, brand new type of sinkhole phenomenon that, like, a bunch of research has sprung up about because, like, nobody understood at first how the hell this hole formed, and it seems like it's something to do with... There's trees and bushes on the dune, as I was saying, and they
with
think
roots.
That, like... a fungus infected the roots and, I don't know, like rotted the roots away to create this kind of sinkhole that is only discovered when a 6-year-old boy falls into it. So Nathan is alive and they rescued him.
Oh, man.
But they have closed the dune because you might fall into a perfectly shaped boy hole.
What a sentence. anyway, there's a new pope from Chicago.
Just moving on from that.
Sorry.
There is a new pope, though.
There is
Did
a new
you
pope.
Have
yeah,
anything to
Chicago.
Say about that? He's from Chicago, is what I've heard.
He's from Chicago.
I don't really understand
I think he's
personally.
A White Sox fan. He really doesn't like gay people, but he also really doesn't... He really likes illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Many facets kind of to a man.
Yeah, you know. It's a pope of many folds, as they say.
Yeah.
But no, I actually want to continue to talk about these. Well, I really, what I'm just curious about is how they get him out. But I suppose you probably don't know yet.
Let me see.
Yet. Because I'm curious, like, when he got swallowed up, did it close up on top of him? Because if so, that's the scariest thing I've ever heard. But if not, then I guess you just kind of reach down and go,
I think
Tommy.
I think he could breathe because it took them hours to get him out. Hold on,
okay.
Where'd it go?
So it was like,
it took 3 hours for her to be rescued. I don't know, I can't find it. But I imagine it was just because, you know, nobody's expecting that to happen, and it probably took a while to, like, contact somebody.
Right. His dad was already out of breath, like, halfway up the dune. He was like,
imagine your six-year-old child running ahead of you up the dune, and you see him fucking disappear into the ground.
Yeah. That would be an unimaginably terrifying experience.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask an unrelated question? Well, it is related, but a related question.
Yeah.
What's your favorite rescue? Like, that, remember, like, all the rescues? It seems like we used to have rescues all the time. You know, like the Chilean miners and the,
those
the
boys
cave,
from the cave.
The soccer cave.
Yeah.
Do you have one that you really liked? Do you remember those?
I don't think that one was that long ago, right? How long ago was the
not,
boys
no,
in the cave?
It was probably like 2018 or something.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if it, like, Balloon Boy, I guess that was a hoax, but...
Was it the boys in the cave, the one that Elon was trying to say he was going to make a human-shaped submarine?
Yes, and they said, we don't need your help. And then he was like, you are a member of the Catholic Church, so to speak.
Yeah.
And that didn't go well for anyone. So.
Oh my god, what a guy.
I already have said the two that I can actually remember.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe there's not as many as I thought. But you'd think there'd be, like, people up on a mountain.
Okay, dude, guess what? Rescues
what?
Are happening all the time because I just Googled...
No way.
I just Googled the word rescued under news in Google, and I'm seeing all kinds of stuff.
All right, read
man
some headlines.
Man rescued after falling... Wait, that can't be right.
After falling?
Oh, after falling ill 3 miles deep inside Tennessee cave. At first I thought they were saying he fell 3 miles, which I don't imagine he would survive from. But he was ill in a cave, which is not a great
not
place to get sick. Egret? What's an egret? That's an animal.
It's a bird.
Egret stuck in York County tree rescued by firefighters. Why is it? How is a bird stuck in a tree?
All right, you say there's rescues happening all the time, but these are pretty dubious. One is like a guy got nauseous. And the other one's a bird that didn't feel like leaving.
Now that I'm reading the headlines, most of them are animals. But egret is a heron. Can it fly? It can fly.
Yeah, they can totally
fly. I'm
seeing pictures. I don't think it needed to be rescued. I think
they just saw it in a tree.
Yeah, I just didn't want to leave. I think this was the problem.
Police officer rescued from sinking car. Car sinking in a lake. A police officer.
That's okay. That's a real thing. Like a search, there's got to be this is something that would be like a Wikipedia article, like...
You're saying it needs to be higher stakes. You're saying you're bored by these.
Or just maybe more people, or... I'm not sure exactly how I would, like, quantify or qualify.
Baby ducks rescued from storm drain?
Don't care. Maybe if you go to the Wikipedia article for the Chilean miners... but if you go to this thing and you go to, like, similar pages...
There is a category, mining rescues.
Okay, now we're on the right track.
And we have 2018 Shandong mine collapse in China.
That doesn't sound good. That's an interesting thing about China. Stuff happens there all the time. It is like...
Well, it's quite a large country with quite a lot of people in it.
Gigantic. Like, any time that you're like, wow, the Hoover Dam's the biggest, there's a bigger one in China. Or like, this is the longest bridge ever, there's a bigger one. Mm-hmm. They made a bigger one in China. Anytime anything has happened, something worse has happened in China. And it's always when you read about it, the 1604 Beijing incident. And you'll click it and it'll be like, in the Beijing incident was an event that occurred that killed 47 million people. And it had, and you're like, what? These, like, the craziest things are happening. And it's like, we just aren't even aware of it because we're all, like, in America.
Because we're, so, American-centric.
I
want to
visit China. I think that'd be fun. I think it seems like a cool place.
I mean, it's huge. There's, like,
just so
every
big.
Climate in China because it's enormous.
Yeah. like America. It's like the America of China.
Wow, that's such a quote. China.
Shout out Turks and Caicos.
China's like the America of
China. China's the America of China.
Wow.
There you go.
Any other comments? Surprising amount of people. Surprising to me. How many people said they were in this camp of only being allowed to listen to Christian music as a child. I didn't know that was so common.
Like, we need to start talking about even more niche things so we can find more niche people. Because there's got to be someone like...
I know, it is
like,
funny how every time we talk about some weird niche experience, somebody in the comments
like 50
is like,
people
yes,
come out of the woodwork like roaches. What about like Amish? Any Amish people in the chat?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, or former Amish, I suppose, if you're listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Except I did see someone on the Annie Austin subreddit posted a picture of how they had burned our... I should have texted...
Humble brag,
did I text
you have
you?
A subreddit?
They burned... Yeah, it wasn't my doing. But it is not, you know, it's nice to see people...
I'm terrified of having a subreddit.
Telling me what games I should play.
Oh, no.
It'll happen eventually. Someone burned our podcast episodes to one of those old rewritable CDs, and they were listening to it on a CD player, which probably doesn't qualify as Amish, but is closer.
It's approaching
than
Amish.
Listening on YouTube. Yeah, we're getting into
CDs.
Amish.
CDs. In 2025, CDs
spectrum.
Are approaching Amish.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess in hindsight, not as Amish as I thought.
Yeah, shout out to the Amish.
Hey, I went to an Amish bakery. Well, it was mostly an Amish bakery. The two people working the front desk were, it was like a 9-year-old Ravens fan and a 40-year-old
Ravens
fan.
Where was this?
This was in, where was this?
In Utah?
Some random ass little town. I honestly can't remember. It might have been New Mexico or something. Arizona, Colorado, I don't know. But it did slap. It was really excellent. The croissant, cold brew, pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, when you can't look at TikTok, you figure out how to bake, I think.
That is so true, and I'm not going to talk about it right now because it's one of these rants I love to go on, but boredom is the best kept secret.
Yeah.
It's the most powerful tool in the world. When you can be bored, you achieve great things. You can discover gravity and stuff. Hey, why are you laughing? That's what happened. He was sitting under a tree and he saw the apple and he was like,
really,
I'm bored as shit.
That's just a really funny thing to say.
How did that apple get there? You don't have those thoughts when you're not bored as heck.
I know.
You don't go, why did that apple fall? You just go, I'm busy. I'm looking at stuff. But, you know, when you're bored, you discover amazing things. So you should go be bored. Anyway, the first thing I do in the morning when I wake up is play video games for exactly 30 minutes. So go be bored.
Yeah, I should have asked you that question in return. What's your daily routine?
Oh, no. That's totally fine. I wake up and I play video games for 30 minutes from 7:01 to 7:31.
It's that specific.
I have a...
Do you have a timer for real?
An hourglass. Yeah, I have an hourglass. That's 30 minutes. And so that as like a...
Do you like get up and pee or anything? Or you like sit up and start playing again?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not a crazy person. If I have to like pee. So what I do the night before is I get a cup of water and usually a cup of cold brew tea and like a protein shake.
You get
shake
a cup and you put it by
out.
Your bed and then you pee in that when you wake up. So you can immediately play
video
games.
It's actually a string. It's like 50 cups in a row. So I can just do it while I walk to the TV. So it just kind of goes in all of them. Yeah. And then I pick up all... And then once they all get full, I leave them for like, it's like 2 or 3 weeks and they gradually fill up. This might be the most disgusting podcast. That's an Asthma Gold moment as well,
I
think.
I know.
I've heard, but,
What are we talking about today? Anyway, so you play the 30 minutes of video games, then what?
Then I go to the gym, usually.
Oh.
If it's, I just be boring then. Go to the gym, come home, shower, eat, or work, blah, blah, blah.
What do What do you think starting your day with video games does for you?
It means I play video games, because or else I just won't.
So you
that was
don't...
how I solved my not playing video games problem.
Right, which is a problem. So you don't...
It is.
Do you work until you go to sleep? Do you have free time in the evening?
I work from usually nowadays, like I get home from the gym at like 10 and I make food and blah, 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 shower and whatnot. And then I'll work from like 11 to 8 usually. And then by that point I have to like eat dinner and get ready for bed. Because I'm getting up at 7:01, so
Okay.
This is an interesting episode we had today.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't really know where this went, but...
I'm just looking at your little robo.
But that's what you get, okay? This is not a podcast about stuff. This is a podcast where two extremely smoking hot people sit here and talk about nothing.
That's exactly right.
And if that's not what you want, get the fuck out of the kitchen.
Wow.
Okay, shout out Turks and Caicos.
Shout out Turks.